This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Earth Matters on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Juliet Jacobs. As our new government gets cracking on rebuilding the nation, a group of concerned conservationists would like to remind the Pakatan Harapan government and our new Prime Minister to not forget the importance of our natural environment. They have actually called upon both the Prime Minister and Pakatan Harapan to maintain and strengthen a dedicated environmental portfolio within the cabinet. Joining me now to discuss this is Surin Suksuan. He is a member of the IUCN World Commission on Protected Areas and the Regional Director of ProForest. And he joins us now to kind of tell us about the importance of signing that petition. Welcome, Surin. How are you today?
Hi, Juliet. I'm good. Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, I know that you guys have actually started a petition calling on the Prime Minister and the Pakatan Harapan to maintain and strengthen a dedicated environmental portfolio within the cabinet. Why have you actually started this?
Well, yeah, because there's been an initial list of the 10 ministries being floated around, and you know, there was no clarity as to whether the government is just going to stop with these 10 ministries or are they going to add more later on. So to kind of preempt any possibility of the environment and natural resources being dropped totally, a group of us have started this initiative to kind of call upon the government to keep these portfolios because they are really critical for the future of the country.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe you'd like to elaborate on, you know, what exactly you're concerned about, you know, which parts of the our natural environment is declining. Maybe you could elaborate on that.
Yeah. Well, for a long time after Merdeka, the relevant agencies were spread out across different ministries. And really, it was only around 2006, I think, that the Ministry of Natural Resources was created, basically putting most of the relevant ministries under one house. And, you know, it's a really important step because our resources should be managed in an integrated manner, right? We have forestry, we have wildlife, we have the marine resources, we have wetlands. And if they are managed under different ministries, then we won't have a holistic approach in terms of ensuring that these resources are managed effectively.
Mm-hmm. And it took us a long time to actually get that ministry going, isn't it? And I guess the hope from all these concerned conservationists is that if it's not even being mentioned now, you know, what's going to happen, right?
Yes, exactly. I mean, most probably it will be captured somewhere, but it could be diminished in its importance if it is kind of sunk into one of the other ministries, say, for example, Ministry of Science. And we had that situation before where environment was parked under Ministry of Science. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we shouldn't be going backwards. We should be going forwards. And in most other developed countries, they also have a Ministry of Natural Resources.
Mm-hmm. And I guess what would you say to people who are saying, you know, we are in debt, you know, we've got so many other things that we need to think about? What would your response be to them?
Well, yeah, of course, the country right now is going through a transitional phase and people might say, well, you know, you've got economy and all that. And that's but you know, I'm not too worried about the those things because I think, like, for example, the economy is very clearly at the top of the agenda of the government. They've even formed a group of eminent persons who are mostly economists, right?
Yes.
But the environment is important because it underpins economic development. People have been talking about our natural resources as a natural capital, right? So in order to safeguard the future development of the country, the resources have to be managed effectively. So to me, it's a prerequisite that if you want future development for the country, that resources have to be well taken care of.
Yeah. And, you know, managing our natural resources, the biodiversity environment, is a huge task. And, you know, we've got so many things that we have promised, actually, in terms of, you know, the Paris Agreement and things like that. There's so many things that need to be looked at as well.
Yeah. And OK, just to share with you, for example, we are a member of the IUCN, which is the International Union for Conservation and nature, and apparently we haven't been paying our dues to the IUCN, and there's a possibility we might get kicked out. So that already shows where things are heading if we are not serious about nature conservation, about biodiversity. And we used to be such a key player, right? We were a big player in Rio for developing countries. We were involved very much in the discussions that led to the Convention for Biological Diversity, the CBD. And I think we need to regain that space amongst developing countries.
Okay, all right. And, you know, on a more personal level, of course, natural ecosystems, they're crucial to support our livelihood, our general well-being, our lives, in essence.
Yes, we mentioned fisheries in our petition, for example. A lot of people are not aware that our fisheries resources have diminished by something like 90%. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we hardly have any wild-caught fish left that is not threatened by extinction. See, I think most of us can relate to the fact that the pomfret, which used to be such a staple fish to find on our dinner table, mm-hmm. now is becoming a luxury item, right? So if we're not serious about managing our resources, I think in future we'll be eating mainly farm fish like catfish and tilapia, and can forget about eating pomfret or tuna or mackerel and all those fish that we love. Mm-hmm. That's just to give one example.
Yeah, okay. So I guess, you know, what are you hoping people will do? You know, what are you hoping for? How can people take action and help with this?
Well, we have set our petition, and so we'd like people to sign that petition. That's the first step. I think there are a lot of things that probably people can do in terms of suggestions to be made to the government in terms of policy decisions on that. But really, the key thing here is that we want to maintain the Ministry of Natural Resources, and then later we can suggest then what needs to be done. But if the ministry is not even there, then who's going to listen to us in future? So I think it's critical now that since the government is deciding on what kind of cabinet that they want, what kind of ministry that they want, we need to make a stand here that we want the natural resources and environment ministry to remain in the cabinet. I think that's one clear message that we just want people to support, go to the link, sign a petition, and if we have enough numbers, then maybe the Pakatan government will be swayed to keep that ministry.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Surin.
Okay. Thank you so much.
That was Surin Suksiwan, a member of the IUCN World Commission on Protected Areas and the Regional Director of ProForest. And if you'd like to sign that petition, you can head to change.org. And the title of the petition is We Need a Dedicated Ministry for the Environment in the Government of Malaysia. That website again is change.org, and you can search for it there. And we'll also include the link in the podcast of this interview. So please do sign, share the petition. And, you know, there's other ways that you can help. Just head again to change.org and search for We Need a Dedicated Ministry for the Environment in the Government of Malaysia. This has been Earth Matters on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.